I am a recovering leadership atheist. I really distrust leadership answers. I don't like them. They've always struck me as unbelievably sloppy. I remember when I studied applied mathematics in college. And I remember when we did certain types of mathematics, numerical methods courses. And the whole key to numerical methods and making things come together in numerical methods is this thing called the plug figure. And at some point, you've got to put a plug figure in and then balance your equations, then put another plug figure in. You keep kind of iterating in your numerical methods until you finally get everything to work. That's part of how numerical methods works. The problem is that if at some point your plug figure is 90% of the equation, you probably haven't solved anything yet. Well, it's plug. Leadership is our giant plug figure for everything we don't understand. Well, why was GE successful? Well, it must have been leadership. And then, of course, if we find out that GE wasn't as successful as we thought it was, we're going to say, well, actually, it was leadership. The world's more complex than that. So at the beginning of the research project, I came to the team and I said, we will not have a leadership answer. This is not conducive to freedom of thought. The irreverent chimps, of course, decided that they would look at things a bit differently. And one day I walked into the research team meeting and they'd all joined hands. Well, that's kind of different. Today is the day, Jim, we've decided to tell you that you are wrong. Okay? We believe from the data that leadership does matter. And I responded, and they kept pushing on it. They said, if you look at what the people did, people like Joe Coleman and Darwin Smith and David Maxwell, we don't think these transformations would have happened without them. And I pushed back and I said, well, yeah, that may be true, but you can't tell me that the comparison people weren't leaders. You can't tell me that Lee Iacocca was not a leader. You can't tell me that Henry Singleton was not a leader, or Ray McDonald was not a leader, or Stanley Galt was not a leader, or Jack Eckard was not a leader. They were leaders too. So the answer can't be leadership. And this is what we anticipated you do that to us, so we kind of came prepared today. And we've decided to show you evidence from our reading of the material that the good to great leaders were cut from the same cloth, and the cloth was different than the comparisons. And that's what got my attention.